I tried to sing along with Garth. It's a good thing my mic was off. You wouldn't want to hear me sing off key, but that was very beautiful. Well, welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Kate Enge joins us from the Juno Public Library. She's the Grants and Marketing Coordinator. So, you know, we have been on this theme of today's inaugural. Did you watch it, Kate, this morning?
Oh, no, I didn't get a chance. I had to drive into work. I think I saw a little bit as I was leaving, and I've read some coverage afterwards, but I didn't get a chance to watch.
Well, I wonder what we'll read in the library in the future about the last 4 years and the next administration. I guess part of what you wanted to talk about today, I hear, is some good news about the library's plans to reopen.
Yeah, we are open. And we're very excited about that. We're open 7 days a week. All three branches are going to be open now, noon to six on the weekdays and noon to five on the weekends.
So is that a big change after kind of, it seems like you've been in hibernation for a while.
Yeah, it does feel like hibernation, and it is a big change. And I am glad that we were able to help people find books and library materials while we were closed by doing curbside. And I'm very happy that we're open now to the public. And I just hope that everybody is a little patient as we kind of get back into the groove of what it's like to have people back in the library.
Yeah, that has to be a big change. But I imagine we're still not out of the woods with COVID. Do you still have safety procedures in place as you gradually reopen?
Yes. Everybody still has to wear a cloth face covering when you come into the library. If you forget yours or don't happen to have one, we are still providing coverings to the public. And I know that sometimes people will have medical issues, and having one of these coverings on is hard. And if that's the case, you can call the library director, Robert Barr, and he can work with you to make some sort of accommodation so you can still come into the library.
Okay, well, that is good news. So now that you've got people coming back, have you got any special activities this month that they might partake of?
Oh, not quite. We still have some happy bags that our outreach team made back in December. So if you come into one of the libraries in the next couple of days, you can ask us for a happy bag. And these bags are just surprise. They're a bag of surprises. They're library materials that you can check out on your account. And then with our friends at NAMI, there's some like some candy, some treats, some like information on how to stay like safe and healthy during the long winter months.
Well, those are always good to look forward to. You know, it's kind of nice to see things sort of thaw out on the COVID front. I noticed that, you know, there are some businesses that are loosening their restrictions a little bit, some local groups. So as you do this, what are you noticing? Are people coming to you and saying, wow, we really appreciate this? We're really happy that this is coming back to life?
Yeah. A lot of people have been coming in last week because the Valley and Douglas were open. And then today I just worked at the downtown. The downtown just reopened yesterday. And there have been people who are very excited that we're open. They're very happy that they can come in and pick their books. You can finally browse all the new books that we've been buying over the last couple of months that people haven't had a chance to see. And people are finally borrowing DVDs. We have a huge DVD collection, and most of it is a browsable collection, so it really hasn't moved over the last couple of months. So several people have come in and checked out DVDs, which is, you know, we're really happy to see that move out, and we're really happy to see people who are happy to see us.
Yes, it is a whiff, a breath of normalcy coming in. So any new titles out there, any books that people might be pleased to find?
Oh, well, we always have the new James Patterson. I think he has a new one that comes out like every month. So we have those. I see. I knew you were going to ask me about new books, and I even had a list, and then I forgot it. And now I feel really embarrassed.
Oh, no worries. But I guess that's always something that the library does, right? Is to try to have something to entice its patrons.
Yes, and I can say that we've been in our back end. Our library elves have been purchasing books. They've been processing them. They're putting them on the shelf. If you have a author that you really like and you think he or she may be coming out with a new book, let us know, give us a call, or you can look up on our website. We will probably have the new book in stock.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us, Kate Enge, who is the marketing coordinator for the Juno Libraries. Thanks very much. And look forward to now finding the library open more often. Thanks.
Yes, please. Yeah, come on by.